Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Jeff Colvin's book, Talent is Overrated. Sophie, I gotta ask you, do you remember ever thinking someone was just naturally gifted at something?
Oh, all the time. I used to watch musicians and think they were born with some magical ability. This book really challenged that. Colvin's central argument is that the idea of innate talent is not just wrong, it's harmful. It makes us give up too easily.
Right, because if you believe talent is fixed, then why bother trying? But Cole, then, says the real driver of excellence is something he calls deliberate practice. And it's not just practicing more, it's a very specific kind of practice.
Exactly. He borrows the concept from psychologist Anders Ericsson. Deliberate practice is designed to push you just beyond your current ability. It targets your weaknesses, not your strengths. And it requires constant, immediate feedback.
Which sounds exhausting, and he says it is. World-class performers can only do a few hours of it a day because it's so mentally demanding. That really stuck with me. The quality of practice matters way more than the quantity.
Yeah, most of us do what he calls naive practice. We just repeat the same things we already know, like playing scales you've already mastered or going through the motions at work. That's not going to make you better.
So what does deliberate practice look like in the real world? He gives examples from music, sports, even business. For a CEO, it might mean analyzing past decisions and seeking brutally honest feedback. For a salesperson, it could be recording calls and studying exactly what worked.
The key is that feedback loop. You have to know immediately whether you were right or wrong. That's why a good coach or mentor is so important. They can see what you can't see and design practice that pushes you.
But here's the thing I wrestled with. If deliberate practice is so hard and unpleasant, why do some people stick with it for years? Cole, then, says it's not because they had some burning passion from the start. It's more like a cycle.
Right. It starts with a spark of interest. A kid sees a basketball game and thinks it's cool. Then they get some early success and positive reinforcement. That builds an identity. I'm a basketball player. Then that identity fuels the willingness to do the hard work.
And eventually, the motivation becomes intrinsic. You start to get satisfaction from mastering a difficult skill, not just from external rewards. So passion isn't the cause of greatness, it's the result of it. That's a huge shift in thinking.
Absolutely. And he also tackles the idea of intelligence and memory. Chess grandmasters don't have better general memory. They have a mental framework built from thousands of hours of deliberate practice. They see patterns, not individual pieces.
That's such a liberating idea. It means that almost anyone can get dramatically better at almost anything if they understand how to practice deliberately. The biggest barrier is just not knowing what that looks like.
And Cole then doesn't promise that anyone can become Mozart. The level of commitment is extreme, but he does say you can improve a lot more than you think. The real secret is that there's no secret, it's a choice.
So what's the one thing I'm taking away? It's that the next time I see someone who seems impossibly talented, I'm not going to envy their gift. Instead, I'll ask myself what kind of practice they must have done to get there. And then I'll think about what I'm willing to do.
If you want to dive deeper into deliberate practice or explore other books on building skills, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, and it starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. Colvin's message is simple but powerful. Greatness is built, not born. And the tools to build it are available to anyone willing to do the work. We'll see you in the next one.